We left off that Ahaziah, he was killed, and now there is a vacancy on the throne of Malchus Yehuda, Malchus Beis David. Remember, his mother is the daughter of Achav, and her name is Ataliyahu. She is Mamish Arashas, she's a terrible lady. She's the one that convinced her husband Yoram and to go to Avodah Zarah. And now she goes to the next cruel thing. She decides that she wants to be king and to keep it in her family, keep it by her. So when they bring the body back of her son that was killed by Yehu, the general, she brings Malchus Beis David, the family, to mourn. They bring her. She brings them together, and they all come innocently. And there are different mepharshim, but some say that she poisons them all. She basically kills everyone from Zera Mibeis David. At this point, Malchus Beis David is about to become extinct because there are no male heirs to Malchus Beis David, Ben Acher Ben. Because if you remember, Yoram killed his brothers, and now Yoram's children were killed by the Arabs, and now the rest of the family of Zera Beis David, the men, are being killed by Ataliyahu, the wicked lady. By Ashkocha Pratis, Ataliyahu had a daughter who, even though her mother was very, very wicked, she was much more Yirah Shamayim. Her name was Yehosheva. And she was married to the Kohen Gadol at the time, and his name was Yehoyada. These are all the Abishter's names. And Ahaziah had a baby, a mamesh, an infant. And his name was Yoyosh. This baby, when she saw her mother basically killing out all of Zerem Beis David, she took this baby and ran away with her, with him. Her own mother didn't know, and they had to find a place to hide this baby. Now, the Torah tells us that they brought him to the Beis HaMikdash, to the Cheder HaMitois, Chadar HaMitois. And there's a machlokes in the Mefarshim where that is. Was that in one room of the Azara? But many Mefarshim say that this was in the room on top of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And that's where the Rebbe brings out that Bechlala Yid belongs in Kodesh HaKadoshim. This is one of the places where you find a Yid belonged in Kodesh HaKadoshim. That's the Mokem Amiti of every Yid. Obviously, she, the wicked queen, is not being choshed that anyone's alive. And for sure, she's not going to check in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And for 6 years, this little Yoyosh is raised, poshet, in the Kodesh HaKadoshim with his nurse, with the lady that was, you know, helping to raise him. And now, 6 years later, comes now the seventh year, it comes time to proclaim and to make him the king. Now, Yoyada gets together all the Kehanim and all the leading generals. The Navi in Malachim tells us, and Divrei Hayomim, that he gathers together the Poshet, the leading generals of the time, and they all agree that the real king belongs to Yoyosh. Dervaila, his mother, Ataliyahu, is building Avodah Zarah and all these places for the Baal. She's pashut doing terrible things for Klal Yisrael. And they finally get together, and it describes at great length that they divide the Kohenim to watch, to guard, because they want to make sure that no one's going to come and infiltrate. And Chas V'Shalom heard this last person from Zerem Beis David. And finally, when everything is set up, they blow the chatzotzrais, they tell the Yidin that we have a new king, And as the Pasuk tells us, the famous words, Vayamlichu Oisai Vayim Shachuhu, they appointed him king and they anointed him. Vayaku Chav, they started clapping. Vayoymeru Yechi HaMelech. They screamed out, Yechi HaMelech. This was it. Malchus Beis David is going to have a revival. We have a male heir, a male person. Melech ben Melech, Mamish ben Acher ben, from Malchus Beis David. Obviously, this shturim reaches the ears of Atalyo, the wicked king, queen. She hears that there's a new king in town. So she wants to come check out what's going on. And she goes with a group of guards towards the Beis HaMikdash. And Yoyada, which is her own son-in-law, the Kohen Gadol, announces that anyone that's going to come with her and is going to be on her side enters the Beis HaMikdash, the Kohenim have Rishus to kill him, Pichorev. In other words, if anyone dares to come in, so he's Domoy Beroishoy, he's forfeiting his life. So she comes alone, she turns around and she realizes that the game is up, and she screams out, Kesher, Kesher, which literally means tie, tied, but in this sense, it means that there is a merida, mered, mered, a rebellion, she gets the point, and pretty much she rips her clothes, but they catch her, and they put her to death. So now, she is destroyed. And now pretty much this young boy who's 7 years old is now the Melech Yisrael. Now, when you have a young king that's that old, so while he has the melucha and has the crown on his head, but pretty much Yehoyada, his uncle, is going to run the show. He's the main influence on this king. He saved the king. And he actually is a Yirei Hashem. And that's why you have the famous Haftorah, Vayichreis Yoyada Sabris, that Yoyada, he made a big treaty, Bein Hashem uvein HaMelech uvein HaAm, Li Islam LaHashem Bein HaMelech uvein HaAm. Basically, he said there's a new chapter. For the last couple of years, under Yoram, under Ahaziah, and under Atalyo, she was a queen for 6 years. Pretty much, Malchus Yehuda had gone into the Baal and Avodah Zarah. There is a new path we are forging. Everything now is going to be Al Pi Hashem. They break the Getshkes, they break the temples, they break all the Inyanim, and now L'Choida, there's going to be back Shalom and Emuna in Malchus Yisrael. Now there was another thing that had to be fixed. And that was a little corruption in the Beis HaMikdash. And that is that the Kehanim, there's a lot of money coming in, but it wasn't going Lebedek Abayis. It wasn't, you know, the Beis HaMikdash wasn't being upkept. You have to keep in mind, this is all going on while there's like Bayis Rishon going on. The Beis HaMikdash is going on. You have all these rebellions, kings, Malchus Yisrael. This is all going on when you have the Beis HaMikdash, the Bayis Rishon. But, unfortunately, there was no upkeep of Bedek HaBayis, making the Beis HaMikdash beautiful and the way it's supposed to be. The money was getting lost by the Kehanim. So they had to create a Seder, they had to create a way that the money goes to Bedek HaBayis. And sure enough, they set that up and everything goes well. However, at a certain point, something changes. And like everything in life, there's nothing that is set in stone. And the way it's explained is that Yoyada passes away, the uncle. And Yoash is already feeling that he's the melech. And unfortunately, it gets into his head that he's a shtickle Eibishter himself. He became so powerful. It started getting to him. And when you start having those feelings about yourself, it doesn't work well. So what happened was the Eibishter, of course, got upset. And he sends Chazoel Melech Aram. He sends the king to go fight. And he heads towards Yerushalayim. He used to only fight with the Aseres HaShvatim. Now he says he's going to fight with Malchei Yisrael. Yoash was petrified of this king. So listen to what he did. He took all the kochim that Yoishafat, his Eda, Yoida, Machazia, his Elta Zedas, all these extra sacred objects that had Malchei Yehuda, and all the money that was Oitzri's Beis Hashem, and he gave it to this king. He pushed, gave away the whole hen house, all the treasures. Abi, go away, go away, go away. But now he's obviously deprived the Beis HaMikdash of its treasure, and it's a terrible bizoyan for Klal Yisrael. So, this great boy who was born and raised pretty much in the Kodesh HaKadoshim does not have a very good end. So his servants come and they assassinate him. They realize he's gone too far, and his own avodim, his own servants, assassinate him. And now it's time for the next journey, next part. He, Baruch Hashem, leaves a son who's going to continue the path of Malchus Beis David ben Achar ben, and his name is Amatzia. Amatzia is the son of Yoash, and he's the next king of Malchus Yehuda.